This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. Today, we have a conversation about the gospel adventure of First Baptist Church Owosso. And joining us today is Chris Wall, pastor of First Owosso. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I've heard a lot about the gospel adventure. Always, you know, I've seen your hashtag online, and I've seen some conversations, and I just kind of caught my attention. And I don't know if you intentionally, you know, it was like marketing ploy or anything like that, but it was just there's a lot of exciting things going on at Owosso, and I thought this would be great to share. And so I just want to ask, when we talk about, like, one of the things that you and I have talked about is the missionary mindset that you're trying to build up in your church, and this is your gospel adventure focus for this year. Can you talk about the gospel, or rather the mission mindset, and what that means?
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know about we're trying to figure out marketing. I'm a pastor, not a marketer. So
right.
But I'm trying to listen to some of those
right.
that are in my life that are younger, that are
right.
I'm not a digital native, so I'm trying to listen to some of the digital natives in my life. And
yeah.
So that's where the hashtag came from.
Yeah.
So it's just me listening to somebody else, and I'm thankful that, hey, it worked.
Yeah, I noticed it. Yeah.
That's cool. but let me tell you where that came from. It came from an historic movement of God in my heart, my life,
mm-hmm.
that gospel challenge, that gospel adventure. Years ago, as a youth minister at Council Road,
mm-hmm.
we were just, I was burdened over our student ministry. We were kind of complacent. You know, we get that way sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We get in a rut. And I was in a rut as a minister, in our ministry, we were in a rut. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm the leader.
Right.
Man, so I got up one night and was praying through Proverbs, and I got to Proverbs 10:5. That says, he who gathers crops in the summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during the harvest is a disgraceful son.
Mm-hmm.
My first church was in Thomas, Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
which is a farming community, and I got to experience harvest. And
mm-hmm.
I learned that that's an agrarian verse, that, hey, it's harvest time. That's not when you take a nap, man. You get going.
Right.
And so I started thinking about that verse, thinking about harvest time in Thomas, and thinking about Matthew 9,
mm-hmm.
when Jesus said, that incredible Matthew 9:35-38 about, guys, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
Right.
Pray the Lord of the harvest that he sends workers into his mm-hmm. harvest field. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh my goodness, it's harvest time right now.
Right.
And so I went back to our student ministry and said, hey, let's not take a nap. And so that began this every year in my life. I thought, I'm going to have a gospel challenge, a gospel. And God led us to this gospel adventure all my life through Ambassador Baseball Ministry, which is a baseball thing we started years ago out of Council
mm-hmm.
Road. It's super cool and
mm-hmm.
crazy
mm-hmm.
Impact of the gospel. And then the Cube. We built the Cube at Council Road, which was crazy impact
awesome.
And
mm-hmm.
just saw incredible things. And then moving to Owosso as a pastor for the first time, I had this personal gospel challenge and then thought, oh my goodness, I'm the pastor of a church. Let's bring this to our church. And
mm-hmm.
so I brought it to our staff and said, every year, and I said to the Lord, as long as you give me influence, I'm going to bring those that I lead to this gospel focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's led me to this incredible moment of watching God at work. And
mm-hmm.
and I've seen the Lord move, and I believe in the gospel and the power of the message of Christ and salvation, and God's at work. And so we brought this to our church. And so the missionary mindset,
right.
that really came from our staff.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, what should we do as a church? Where should we lead this congregation? And it's to be a missionary right here, right now. And
mm-hmm.
so in COVID, 2021
mm-hmm.
came about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in this craziness. We said, we got to act as missionaries right now, right
mm-hmm.
here
mm-hmm.
in this time. And so that missionary mindset was this year, as we moved our church to say, let's live as missionaries, as people are sick and people are thinking about death boy, let's share the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be attentive to bringing a gospel emphasis to our
right.
congregation. And so that's moved us to pray about being a missionary right here. I would say, Chris,
mm-hmm.
that many of our churches love and love the IMB and love sending missionaries, mm-hmm. but overlook that we are in a lost world.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw two of our police officers in Owosso mm-hmm. die of COVID in the last 30 days.
Mm.
Yesterday was a funeral of one of them. And you know, as I looked out at our city, as I look at Tulsa, mm-hmm. at Oklahoma, look, we're not in the Bible Belt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're missionaries, mm-hmm. and we need to see ourselves as missionaries. So that gospel adventure, the gospel challenge, keeps the call of missions right before our congregation.
I like what you're saying. You know, a lot of times you go on a mission trip with your church, and you see the missionary mindset coming out of people. And we when we go on mission trips, you know, we look at the community and we're trying to engage with the gospel. We're trying to meet needs in, you know, we're overseas or out of our normal environment. Let me get back to our own environment. Our eyes still have the blinders on. We don't see the opportunities. The needs aren't as apparent, maybe because mm-hmm. we're steeped in it. We're kind of, you know, in the middle of it.
And think about that. Shouldn't we be most effective with the gospel with those that know us?
Yeah, because like if you're a missionary and you get sent overseas, you spend most of your time trying to be able to fit in
and
make a connect and build a bridge.
And we already have the bridges.
Yeah, we're already indigenous.
Right. Yeah. So this is why I think that I pray that Oklahoma Baptist, that our churches
mm-hmm. –
almost reintroduce themselves to our cities. Like I want to engage our city
mm-hmm.
and almost reintroduce ourselves as a church. Hey, let me introduce myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Christian, and here's where I go to church. And
right.
I think we need to have that missionary mindset.
You're a IMB trustee now.
Yeah.
Has that contributed to your?
Oh, it's lit
developing
a fire in me. It has lit a fire in me. I mean, rubbing shoulders with these guys that are learning how to engage the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think the clue phone's ringing. The world has changed.
Mm.
It's not the 50s and 60s and 80s. You know, in the 80s and 90s, when I was at first a youth minister, the atheists were Christian atheists. Like, meaning they knew the tenets of Christianity.
Right.
Maybe 30 years ago when we grew up,
mm-hmm.
People knew what Baptists believe. I'm having more and more people come to our church going, okay, what's a Baptist?
Right.
And I believe that we have falsely assumed that people know who Baptists are and know what we believe. And I think we really need to reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah,
we're trying to do that in Owosso and mm-hmm. Tulsa to re-engage because we need to re-engage our communities mm-hmm. as missionaries.
Yeah, well,
and that's what the IMB has taught me, rubbing shoulders with these people that I'm learning
mm-hmm.
from them
right.
and going, oh my goodness, I need to do that.
Right. Yeah, and the world, not only in our own context, the worldview has shifted and all that, but also the world is here too.
Absolutely.
They're coming here from all over the world.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Everywhere you go, you see people, the people groups that IMB really works hard to try to reach overseas. A lot of them are here.
Oh my goodness, yeah, we're seeing that.
And there's some good bridges, opportunities. I mean, the gospel's open here where, so far,
right.
where in some places where they're from.
Well, think about, let's just shine a light on one culture, the Hispanic culture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not just Mexican culture. Some people go, oh, you're all from Mexico. No, they're not all from Mexico. They're from all over Latin America.
Right, it's a very diverse group.
But think about Walmart
mm-hmm.
or AT&T. When you call AT&T,
mm-hmm.
what does the answer machine say? Para español, prima número dos.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So if AT&T and Walmart get this, why don't our churches really engage the cultures around us? Now this has moved us as a congregation. We do ELL on both campuses. Right now, we have 80 people on Wednesday nights.
Now, what is ELL?
English language learners. Okay. It's a ministry that one of the ladies in Tulsa from our church kind of trains other people, other churches in this. It's teaching people English.
Right.
And it's fascinating because we have people from all over the world, all over the nation, all over the world
right.
learning English in our
yeah.
church. And right now in our congregation, we're expanding into a Spanish-speaking part of our city with our second, our Tulsa campus
yeah.
is really in an Hispanic population area. So we have 80 people learning Spanish right now on Wednesday nights to try to engage our community where we live.
Talk about that new Tulsa location that you're...
Yeah. Well, four years ago, God moved us into the revitalization world mm-hmm. of a church, historic Calvary Baptist Church, merged with us. I resisted. I was like, I don't know about this two campus thing. And it shifted us. It had me on my knees. It had our mm-hmm. church wrestling. Should we do this? But I'll tell you, they were about to shut their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And today, 4 years later, it's, oh my goodness, Wednesday nights in Tulsa is crazy cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just had 12 people join our church, and I had to do half of the thing in Spanish. Now, we're not keeping it separate. It's part of our mm-hmm. DNA, our mm-hmm. congregation. So we're kind of taking a little bit of a different spin of Spanish congregations. Misael Gonzalez is an incredible leader.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion,
yeah,
he's the number one draft pick out of OBU when he graduated.
But I didn't know he played football.
No, he didn't play football.
No,
just
I'm kidding.
Ministry draft pick. But I'll tell you, it's super cool we need to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to Walmart and pay attention to what those marketers are doing. That's our community. That's our
mm-hmm.
world.
Mm-hmm.
And so our churches, golly, if Walmart can reach them,
yeah.
why shouldn't we? So I don't know.
Yeah, we've had Misael on the podcast.
Yeah.
And there's in the Hispanic community, there's, of course, the first generation
yeah.
that are here, they're speaking Spanish, but then there's a second and third generation there, and I'm sure you have that in the Tulsa area.
Oh, yeah.
So
tons.
It's not just one language.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you gotta be bilingual.
Yeah.
And so we're striving.
Yeah.
We're it's messy. I'll be mm-hmm. honest with you. The whole two campus thing is messy.
Right.
And it's like when Robin and I got married. There was a moment that Robin was like, "Oh my goodness, I'm married to you. I cannot believe this." And that wasn't a great moment.
Right.
That was like, oh my goodness.
Wasn't
but,
a compliment.
Yeah. But, and so there are times that we go, oh my goodness, we're married in this thing. But oh my, it's an incredible adventure
mm-hmm.
of the gospel.
Well, there are other ways that your church is engaging in the community. I've kind of begun to start learning about the mission center that you have in
yeah.
Owosso. And that I think that predates you. It was there,
yeah.
but it's there's some changes. And
yeah,
what's
we,
going on with the mission there?
Well, we used to have this thing called the Mission Owosso, which was this kind of helping arm. It was a really sad little place that people could come for food, and it was a great vision from some of the people in our church. Honestly, when I heard that this church was doing that, it made me go, "Oh my goodness, I would love to be the pastor here."
Yeah.
It drew me.
Yeah.
As a pastor going, oh, I would love to
yeah.
jump in with that. Well, then I got there, and we've been here, I guess, almost a decade, which I can't believe. This next year will be 10 years of being in Owosso. And but 5 years ago, we thought we need to really take this to a new level.
Mm-hmm.
And so we bought 10 acres of land, 3.5 miles northwest of us, and built the Mission Center, which is the helping arm of our church.
Mm-hmm.
And goodness, it's made a difference. I don't think this is preacher talk, but I think we're the third largest feeding center in the state of Oklahoma.
Wow.
Outside of the regional food banks and the Catholic Charities.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're number three. And it's our church. And God
yeah.
has allowed us to serve these rural communities, and it's super cool.
What are some of the things you offer through the Mission Center?
Well, we do a senior adult feeding program where senior adults we deliver food to them. We have mm-hmm. a furniture ministry. We have a car care ministry out mm-hmm. of there. We have food and clothing. It's a shopping experience. Mm-hmm. So if somebody needs help with bills or, but we share the gospel. We, since it's our deal, we can share the gospel. We share the gospel with everybody that comes through and sit down with them one-on-one. Yeah. And we've seen people saved but it's really a people want to go to a church that's really helping somebody. Mm-hmm. And so that's a draw even from people in our community.
Yeah.
For example, golly, I'm so grateful. Brennan Fulton, you ought to have him on because uh-huh. he'll give you some better details.
Talked to him.
Yeah, I'm
sharp
so
guy.
Glad yeah. you should uh-huh. have him. He and Hunter and uh-huh. Keith Davis, those guys are just rock stars. Mm-hmm. But we have a golf tournament this Friday in Owosso. It's mm-hmm. incredibly successful, and people know we're helping others, and so they want to jump in.
Yeah.
And it's been really, really neat.
I would imagine during COVID there were a lot of people with food insecurity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been like we built this thinking, oh, we'll help people, not foreseeing the COVID reality.
Uh-huh.
And it's so cool to see how the Lord prepares us in advance to mm-hmm. minister to a community. That's why I pray that every church prays about and thinks about how do we strategically inject ourselves into this community.
Right.
We need to be intentional about that. So if you're a pastor listening or we're struggling through that, trying to figure out how do we as a church inject ourselves into the city of Tulsa, into the city of Owosso, into Collinsville,
right.
Skytook,
right.
you know, Collinsville and all these areas that we come from. And we're praying about that.
Well, yeah, and the missionary mindset is a starting point. If say the Apostle Paul were to parachute down into any town in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. he would learn who's there, learn their needs, and start meeting their needs and linking the gospel to their needs. So it wouldn't be necessarily that a church says, "Oh, we got to start a mission center like Owosso, or we've got to do a Spanish language congregation."
Right.
It really depends on
looking
where
your story,
your context. It's like when we send our missionaries out from the International Mission Board, they don't give them a preset. Five things you got to start.
Right.
There's
resources out there. Like, let me give you one. I don't know if you know about this. There's a guy in our church that has started this ministry called Follower of One. And
I actually do know about it. But keep going.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Mike Henry, I'm meeting with him next week.
Uh-huh.
He'd be great to have on
mm-hmm.
because we do these workplace mission trips where we've pushed our people, hey, go on a mission trip. At your own office. And it's a phenomenal experience.
Yeah.
And it's something that any pastor could do in their congregation. I do hope that you would have Mike on. He's a member of our church.
Yeah, I need to do that. I talk to him. And it's basically if you go on a mission trip, there's always some devotional, some guidance, some coaching. All that's provided through Follower of One.
And
it doesn't give you a – here's five things you got to do while you're at work.
Right.
It's basically opening your eyes to your context.
Yeah, and praying. And so part of that has come out of mm-hmm. our missionary mindset. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, Mike's dreamt that out. I'm not saying I'm responsible
for it. No, I understand.
But it's
a good example of the missionary mindset.
Oh, my goodness. It's phenomenal. And we pushed our people to it. And that's a tool that you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
So I'm...
It doesn't hurt to talk to people who are doing things and how they're adapting their missionary mindset. It's where everybody, sees the one thing. Oh, the guy wears Hawaiian shirts and no socks. Let's go, and imitate that.
Or stand up on your office desk and preach. You know, it's not something like that.
Yeah, you've got to use your context. Now, speaking of context, I was really surprised at one time on your hashtag. You baptized an entire Roma family, and Roma people are all over Europe, all over the world. Really, I had no idea in Owosso. So, can you tell me a little bit about that story?
I'll tell you what; it's one of the craziest works of God. I don't know that I can explain it outside of we left that. Like, we've left this family. We're like, what in the world has happened? They are a family that is well known in that community, and it's interesting how connected the Roma community is around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They speak They have a flag at the UN. There's a gypsy flag at the UN. They speak a gypsy language, and they're unbelievably wonderful people. And they started coming to our church, and they've come to Christ. And it's crazy because of this entire family, we've seen 13 of them baptized. And the night you're referring to, we'd already baptized five of them. And then they've been real nervous about COVID. And so they said, can we do it at a pool? We said, sure. So we went on a Monday night, had a baptism service at, with their family all around. The matriarch and patriarch of the family were sitting there just bawling. And they said, you know what, Chris, we've come to Christ, but we've never been baptized. Would you come back? And I was like, and I'd just gone through Acts 8. We talked about what salvation was and all these things about the Ethiopian eunuch. And I said, well, yeah, I'll come back anytime you want. I go, I'm wet now. and they were like, wow, we don't have stuff. And then they said, you know what, we don't care. And so the matriarch and patriarch of the family just jumped in. She jumped in. She got in the pool in her dress. And I baptized her in her dress and just tears coming down her face. And just seeing people come to Christ, it just reminds me. And I don't want, we must never forget that the gospel has power. The gospel is just powerful. And especially when we are a people that say, Lord, we're going to trust you. We're going to seek your face. We're going to step out in faith as a church, as a congregation. We're going to pray. Man, God answers prayer. I just got to tell you, it's just a moment of God just answering prayer and moving in a way that we just go, oh, my goodness, that's God. And it's been crazy. Super cool.
Praise the Lord. So let's just quickly, as we're kind of wrapping this up, if you were to sit down across from a pastor, an Oklahoma pastor, and he said, I want to develop – I love what you're saying about the mission mindset. I want to develop that in me, and I want to develop that in my church. What are some steps you could coach a pastor in who's interested in that?
Okay, I'd say first of all, you got to be a missionary. Like I think about in my own life, how am I going to hang out with lost people? I could surround myself every day with saved people. I play tennis and. I played in college, and I gotten into this tennis league in Tulsa, and like our ambassador baseball thing, there have been times I've gathered my whole team and said, "I'm going to tell you about Jesus," and I've tried to witness to people in my life, my neighbors, people as I go. You can't teach what you don't do, so I would say first of all to a pastor. Share the gospel where you are. Share the gospel in your life. We got to do that personally. Because then out of that comes, I don't lead thousands of people to Christ. Most people that I share the gospel with, they go, no thanks. You know, I had a guy that I grew up playing tennis against. He played at OU, and he beat me my whole life, dang it. And he beats me now. It makes me mad. But I shared the gospel with him. And he was like, yeah, no thanks, Chris. Known you a long time. No thanks. So I wish I could say every time I share the gospel, people fall on their knees and go, oh, Jesus. But they don't. But we still share. And so you got to share, first of all. And then secondly, bring your people into this. Share this burden, this responsibility. Because what are we called to do? The equippers of the saints for the work of ministry. So that's why in my journey, I thought, you know, this missionary call, I'm going to live it. But then I'm also going to say, I want to invite us as a congregation, as a staff, let's do this together and let's figure this out together. How can we do this? And then look for ways to inject your church, yourself into a community and to look for opportunities. I'll tell you what, if you look for if you start praying for opportunities, you know what you start noticing?
Opportunities.
Right. And so then step out, act on those. I think sometimes we get in a rut. Like I have been many times, and I wish I could say that time at Council Road was my last rut. It wasn't.
Right.
It was just I mean, I have a latest rut I could point you to, but the thing is, when I'm in a rut, I try to get out of the rut, and so I would say live it, bring people along in your life, and then spotlight it when God does something. And you know, I don't, you know, that's the weird thing about social media. You're not, you got to avoid the self-promotion because it's a highlight reel. Social media is, I mean, not real life, you know, mm-hmm. but you do need to, I try to stay focused on highlighting when I see God do something, but I'm gonna highlight it to our church. Oh goodness, do you know what happened Sunday, Monday? Mm-hmm. Like we told mm-hmm. that to our church body, where we made videos and we're gonna
celebrate
make a video
the
and celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, yes. And then even share about, you got to be careful publicly, but share about when people reject you mm-hmm. on the gospel. That happens most of the time, honestly.
Right.
So that's okay.
Right.
Learn how. 1 Peter 3:15. Mm-hmm. Be ready to give an answer. Everyone asks you, but do it with gentleness and respect.
Yeah, you don't want to give the Instagram version of
right.
the missionary mindset where
right.
it's always going well.
Yeah, yeah,
you
want to
give.
I mean,
yeah.
It's you need to be honest
right.
about it. But
mm-hmm.
but I think people know that authenticity and just when God's at work. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, I think that's when I think about it. And then pray about it. Like when you pray about it, I don't. Maybe I'm jumbled a little bit mm-hmm. in my points here, but live it. Pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
Look for opportunities. Pray about opportunities. Look for opportunities.
Celebrate them.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate opportunities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, it's a great journey. It's an adventure. It's a gospel.
It's an adventure.
It's a gospel adventure.
That's great.
That's what I want to live my life.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your gospel adventure. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Man, just grateful for where we're headed with Oklahoma Baptist. Uh-huh. I know that announcement today with Todd. I'm so grateful for that, and I think that's going to be a great step.
Yeah, for those who may not know, Dr. Todd Fisher is now the executive director officially of
Oklahoma Baptist
starting in early January.
Yeah, that'll be great. Mm-hmm. Now, I would say one thing. We have some struggles right now in Baptist life.
Mm.
And I think what I'm seeing, what I'm learning with IMB, what I'm inspired by with IMB, what I've learned in my own church, in my own life, is that when we get on mission, we stop fighting over tertiary things.
Right.
And I'm not saying some of these issues aren't important.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get you in trouble in
yes.
this. Because we have to deal with the issues that are in front of us.
For sure.
And we need to deal with these and bring this together.
Uh-huh.
But we need to stay focused, get back on our mission, get back mm-hmm. on mission. The times that I've been in a rut, I've been off mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of my hopes and prayers, and I'm going to rally behind Todd, is getting back on mission, mm-hmm. both nationally. Mm-hmm. IMB is setting the course for that. We have a lot to learn from. That's mm-hmm. the glue that keeps us on mission.
For sure.
And
mm-hmm.
goodness, we just... had 36 missionaries surrender to the field. We have 800 and something in the pipeline. We got work to do to come together.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think that's privileged information. I'm a trustee, but I think that's okay. But man, let's refocus back on the mission. And one of the things I pray, and I think Oklahoma Baptists have been good at that, of getting back on mission. And that's what I want to see us do. I know we may have disagreements on different aspects of what's happened in the Baptist life and all mm-hmm. those things. But let's work through those and get back on mission, because mm-hmm. that's one thing we all agree on, is the world needs Jesus, and we're called to these days mm-hmm. and to this place. And so let's embrace our calling.
Yeah, our calling to the missionary mindset and the gospel adventure, the Great Commission.
That's right. So let's get back. So, hey, I don't know. I've always said to the Lord, Lord, if you give me influence, I don't know if I have influence in anybody listening, but I just want to invite you to join this gospel adventure. That God, it may look different in your context or your context, but
we look forward to hearing from people as they share their stories.
I love it.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Chris Wall, pastor of First Baptist Owosso.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. And I want to thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this conversation, you can find more like it at our website at baptistmessenger.com. Or you can search for us wherever you download podcasts. Just search for Baptist Messenger and you'll find us. And while you're at baptistmessenger.com, you can go on there and you can subscribe to our print edition of our website. It's free for anyone. And we mail it straight to your house. And sometimes a lot of times it has stories that you won't find online. So, baptistmessenger.com.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.